linking your intellectual process with the nature of your well-being. Open your sleepy eyes and rise from the laziness of a lethargic mind to 10 minutes of get up and get your day started in a positive direction that begins with a smile on your face. Now, it may be funny, cool, or inspiring, but it will not be tiring. Because if it's bringing you down, you don't need it around. So, drop the negative thought, whatever it may be, and let's get it cracking on positive. Open your intellectual process to the true spiritual nature of your being, and your conscious awareness will realize wisdom. Now, move your body as we practice mental karate to keep it cracking all day long. Taki Hicks with a mission to inspire and empower the will to lives of vision, action, persistence, accomplishment, wealth, and contribution through a never-ending quest for the discovery and application of truth and freedom. Let it crack.
Somebody who practices martial arts or an astronaut or someone who would be on the elite strike force, what they do is they build simulations. And you run these simulations and take yourself through your mind and groove patterns over and over with the proper emotion until it flows smoothly. This also was a practice I learned myself in sales, and you just build those simulations and you look forward and you see the patterns that you need 3 months from now or 7 months from now, and when this occurs, this is the way I'll behave, and when this occurs, this is the way this is what I'll do. And that's actually not enough, because we also need to know that we have attitudes and emotional patterns that are also grooved in, and those are habits of emotion. And some of those are very constructive, and they save our lives, and they cause our lives to go well. But some of those attitudes interfere with allowing ourselves to use the potential or seek out new opportunity or new goals that will help us to engage in creative, avoidant behavior, as opposed to behavior that would cause us to stimulate us to move forward. And we got to really just prepare ourselves, you know, and for those situations that we know these situations are going to come up, but in order to stop responding or reacting to the situation in the same way that has brought us the results that we're not happy with presently, we need to go through simulations in our mind and prepare ourselves, like I said, both emotionally and our attitude wise, of how we're going to respond, how we're going to react. If it's a temper thing, how are we going to control our temper? How are we going to control these things in our lives to get a better result? And as I said, I've learned that simulations are actually the best vehicle to put those things into practice. And when they show up, you're prepared. You're ready to go ahead and tackle it. And hopefully that has also made you ready to tackle today, Tuesday, and get on with your day and keep it cracking. Most definitely, I'm going to do that. Under the weather or not, I got to make it move. You heard? Anyway, that's it. It is time for your boy to get busy with leaving you with that beat to move your feet, get your blood flowing, to keep your day going. That's how we do it here, to keep it cracking. And I will see you on the flip side tomorrow and do the same thing, y'all. That's it. Your boy is out. Hit me up on fishstickbudget.com. My Nubian family, I'm out of here.
today should always be better than yesterday.
Pull it up, baby.